the context of which we're here, but suggestive of different models. There's the Tuma model, which as we noted, is a developmental thing. Tuma basically evolves from one level to another, but it also the intensity of the Tuma diminishes as the process continues. One Tuma is produced by the Toldah is produced by the Av in a real sense, but it's also diluted in the process. And then there's Nezikin and there is Shabbos. And Nezikin, the Gemara is questioning whether Kiyotza will have Kiyotza Bahen, as we discussed. That's interesting from the Nezikin point of view, but that's not our topic. But at least both in the Havamina and in the Maskana, we find different views. The Havamina, according to Rashi, is that you're potter, but Havamina, according to the Rambam and the Rif, is that you're a chayiv, because it is a darko on lahazik, mamono, shmirasan alecha, and so on. Just that it wouldn't be under the rubric of those particular that specific classification. So according to that view, what's the when the Gemara says kiyotza bahen? So the Gemara is obviously saying that the Toldah isn't just chayiv, but the Toldah is like the av. Even then, still open question whether you could break down characteristics within a category. But that's not a question of avos and toldos in the Zikin. That's a question about avos the Zikin. Are the avos integrated wholes and you have to choose, from the four or five, whatever their number is, you choose them and then you have a package deal. Right? So there are characteristics that create it and there are consequences that result therefrom. Or is it possible that, you can get hybrids because characteristics produce different consequences, and therefore if you have mixas characteristics and it's broken up in different ways, so you might get all sorts of fascinating, Frankensteinian toldos. Okay. Good. Then, of course, our real interest is the model of Shabbos. So Gemara says that it is kiyotza bahen, but as we noted, it also says, and therefore you're chayiv for katas, and therefore you're chayiv for skila, which is just a literary diuk, I admit, but the one that we should pay attention to. In other words, if the idea was that kiyotza bahen means that they're identical in every way, then there's no need to say that you're chayiv. And there's certainly no need to say you're chayiv twice, leaving the impression that, conceivably you could be chayiv for a chatas, but not for skila, or skila, not for chatas. If that's what the Gemara intended, you're chayiv, and not only you're chayiv, but you're chayiv for this, and you're chayiv for that, implying that it could have been otherwise, so then the implication is that even if you say Toldah saying kiyotza bahen, they are not fully identical. And that's very, very important. Moreover, the Gemara continues there in Bava Kamma by discussing what it does here on Sariba. But again, the context is important here. That where the Gemara says, "Tanavus lachzavoyim chasarachas lechal dika toldos to the same kiyotza behem. Loshna av chatas loshna tolda chatas loshna av skila loshna tolda skila." That's the language I was just referring to. But then the Gemara says, like the Gemara says in Shabbos on Sadi Bab Medes, "Umayike benav letolda." Right. So that, of course, is fascinating too. What does the Gemara mean by that? They just finished saying tolda same kiyotza behem. So now, legitimately, they're saying, so why is one an av and the other is the tolda? Indeed. So the Gemara says, "Nafkamina di la'avid shtei avos b'hadi adadi inami shtei toldos b'adadi b'chayiv abachada b'chada kochada b'chada b'ilavid avid toldos b'day rather lo b'chayiv alachada." So this, of course, we have looked at earlier. We're going to review and recap again. What does the Gemara mean by this distinct? What was the Havamina and also what is the Maskana? What would we have thought? Okay, why is it that when you do an avid and toldos b'day that you're chayiv achas? Then the Gemara says, "Well, Rabbi Lazar the Mechayev the Toldah the Makom Av, a Mai Karli Av, a Mai Karli Toldah." I mean, this answer doesn't work for Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Gemara says, "Hach Tava B'Mishkan Chashiva Kari Av, Hach Lo Hava Mishkan Chashiva Kari." It's exactly like our Gemara on Tzadi Vavadeis. The reason I'm quoting it from Bava Kamma, not from Tzadi Vavadeis, is because here it's interesting that Eliezer is brought in the sugya after the sugya has established Toldah Seim Kiyotze Bahem. That's what we don't have in our Gemara on Sadi Bava Mebeis. So the question to ask is, how many stages in the sugya are there? In other words, is this all part, like a seamless continuity in the sugya? In other words, tell the same about the Yotza Bahen. And now the question is, Maishna Av Toldah? That's a legitimate question to ask. Bain, l'Rabbanan, bein l'Rabbi Eliezer. But as for the conclusion that told the Sam, ki yotze bahen, that applies equally bein l'Rabbi Eliezer, bein l'Chachamim. That's what I mean by being the continuity of the Gemara is just, you know, seamless. Or, that's not the way to read the Gemara. The way to read the Gemara is, the Gemara says, told the same kiyot to them. Then the Gemara says, so what's the difference between Rav and Tolda? Meaning if they're the same, if it's kiyot to them. So the Gemara says what it says. That's the end of the Shakla Vitaria about told the same kiyot to them. Then the Gemara says, oh, but by the way, since you've addressed this question, namely what's the difference between Rav and Tolda, and you've given an answer which doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Eliezer, so it's legitimate for us to raise the question according to Rabbi Eliezer, ma bein av l'tolda. Even though Rabbi Eliezer does not subscribe to the view that told the same kiyotze b'hem, but he does agree that there are avos and toldos. That's what the Gemara's assumption is. When we get back to Rabbi Eliezer specifically, we'll see whether or not some are showing challenge that. They said, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer believes in avos and toldos? How do you know that Rabbi Eliezer believes that there are 39 avos malach? And itself is part of the discussion. But the point could be that it's not that the Gemara is projecting Tol Hashem Kiyotzim on Rabbi Eliezer too. They're saying the question that we asked, which we answered for the Chachamim, is still a question that Rabbi Eliezer needs to address. And what's his answer? And this is very important. The reason it's important is because if Rabbi Eliezer is in the mix, even as far as Tol Hashem Kiyotzim Bahen, so then one of two conclusions should be drawn. Right. One is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't really disagree with the Chachamim that much because we have to reassess what Rabbi Eliezer is about. So he's arguing about a certain prat. He holds, again, we'll get back to this, but just for our purposes now, it's important also. He argues on a prat. He argues that Tolda, the Makom, Av, is Chayiv. For whatever reason, maybe he has a different perspective on Chiluk Malachos, our first semester topic. Good. As far as the conceptual relationship between Avos and Toldos, and so on, it's like the Chachamim, but like the Chachamim in a reassessment of Rabbi Eliezer, in other words. His argument is in Chiluk Malachos and not in anything else. It's like Rabbi Yeshua said that Tamchuyin are Mechalkin, so Rabbi Eliezer said that a Toldo, the Makamav, is Mechalik too. It's not worse than frying and cooking and pickling your Chalav. Right. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. In which case, fine. The other possibility, however, if Rabbi Eliezer also holds Tol Hashem Kiyotze Bahem, but maybe we're not reassessing Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is not just about Chiluk Chatos. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is really telling us something about the independence of Toldos from Avos. Maybe what we should be reassessing is the Chachamim. Could the Chachamim hold that Toldo B'Mokom Av is Chayiv? But is that because basically, the told is like the Av. Or is it that told is not like the Av? However, can they have a some other reason that the told is potter? Right. Could be because it's Tafel. Could be because they, the reverse of what we just said for Rabbi Eliezer, you could say for the Chachamim. Maybe their principle of Shem Echad, or Maise Echad, when it comes to Chiluk Chatos, is different than Rabbi Eliezer. But basically, they agree with the mentality that is reflected by Rabbi Eliezer, which is that a tolda is quite different from an av. I told the same kiyotze b'hem. Doesn't mean that. It means that, you know, like it might mean above a comma, that you're chayiv. Right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that the tolda is a clone of the av. So how you read the continuation of the Gemara, is Rabbi Eliezer part of told the same kiyotze b'hem? And if the answer is yes, whether that reflects on a reassessment of Rabbi Eliezer or in a reassessment of the Chachamim, I think that's an open question. But again, in reading the Shakla V'Tarya Bava Kama, it becomes, I think, a very important question. Okay. We also noted that the Gemara calls Toldos Vlodos on Tezayinim and Aleph increases, which is the same thing that the Gemara calls Toldos of Tuma. And we're discussing whether Kiyotze Bahem, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or not, increases on Tezai. Okay. The fact that we have a need for Xeris HaKasuv in Tolda is the other thing that we noted. Right, that flows from the Gemara in Ayin Amud Aleph and the Gemara in Abonev. Right, remember the Gemara has Achas Mehena. The Gemara says that's the source that told those Archaim and Shabbos. I also mentioned the Rajba's view, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the Havamina, that maybe certain Avos wouldn't have toldos. Again, the need for Gzeras HaKasuv implies that the discrepancy between Av and Tolda is a significant one. At least, it would have been if we didn't have the Gzeras HaKasuv, which means that the fact that it is in the Mishkan, or the fact that it's the Av, for whatever reason, is associated with a particular Tzura, is important. That plays a role. And therefore, the discrepancy between the Av and the Tolda, because the Tolda isn't in the Mishkan, because the Tolda is of a different surah, is noteworthy. And therefore, it's not obvious that you will be Mechaya the Tolda for an Av. What the Maskana of Gzeras HaKasuv is, does somebody have the Mari Katz today? Do you have it? What the Maskana is less clear. So again, the Mari Katz at challenged the need for Gzeras HaKasuv. Okay. What do you need it for? Read the whole, if you don't mind. It's like page. You have the old one or the new one?
Something
new. Okay. Either way, they're on Beis HaMinalev. You see, when they started talking about this section of the Gemara, it's pretty much like an early piece.
Tamil the Rebbe, Maishna told the Shabbos, Yapinan on the Cry, the Krakabona, Dashinan, Hina Abos, and Hina Tolados. The Tolos in the Zik and Loyapin on the Cry, Elamisvara, the Kaman Bishmata. The Nira, the Maricats, Ilav Kra, having been Matinan Tolados, Denisimaka, Parsha Shabbos, Lunakas and Mishkan, the Ichi Dimimatin and Shamalakos to Lo Havu Hashim.
Oh, so again, to two things. Number one, the role of the Mishkan is made clear by Maricats. Because it isn't in the Mishkan, that would have been the end of it. Can you read the line one more time?
Ilav
Kamo, go ahead, Ilav.
Ilav Kra, Hava Mimatinan told us, Mi Denismacha Parsha Shabbos, Lemlechas HaMishkan.
Okay, and continue, Kamo.
Kiechit, Mimatinan Shar Melachos, Zilo Havu Chashivi.
Even though that, meaning, okay, so this is the role that the Mishkan plays. So what's the Maskana of the Gzeras HaKasuv? Right. It's not clear. It's, well, you can operate out of the Mishkan if you do so on a Tolda level. Right. Or the Mishkan isn't Koveya. The Havamina was that the Mishkan would be Koveya. Maybe even on an Av level it is. It is, but it isn't, as we'll see in a minute. Okay, so that's not 100% clear. But this question of the need for Gzeras HaKasuv then is very, very very important. In the Rishonim itself, we find different formulations and different views clearly as to whether Tolda is simply the common denominator that it shares with the Av, and that's what's important about the Av as well. We've identified Ikara of the Sharasho, just using that phrase, or whether it really is Tafel. That's one issue. A secondary issue is whether it is dependent or independent. And it being Tafel, as we discussed yesterday, might be a reason to make it more dependent, more under the rubric of. The only reason it's there is because of the, you know, what it shares with the Av. So from that point of view, it's totally dependent upon the Av. Or does the discrepancy between the Av and the Tolda, and the fact that the Tolda has its own Tzura, the linkage of its, the hyphenation, if you want to call it, of its tzura with the tachlis, does that create a new category? You have tzura one, you know, tachlis one, and then you have tzura two, tachlis one. But, again, you could either draw a circle around the tachlis and say that's all that's important ever. So then tachlis one appears in both identifications, and they're exactly the same in every way. Or you could say tzura one, tachlis one, draw a big circle around that. That's the Ikar B'Sharasho. The other one only has Tachlis 1. It only has half of the, I'm not being quantitative, you know, the quantity doesn't matter. It only has half of the characteristics. Or you could say, Tzura 1, Tachlis 1, that's the Av, and Tzura 2, Tachlis 1, that's the Tolda. And you draw a line around, or draw a circle around each of those, and therefore what you have is independence. Right. These are just three ways just to look at the structure of it, how we can look at Tolos. So that they are identical is the assumption of the Marie Katz's question, like in the Zikin. You know, why do you need a Xeris Akasa? Or Marie Katz's other question against Rashi, the formulation of which is also interesting. You have it there, see? When Rashi says that Toldo Mokom Avs Midin Tafel, which we'll get to in a second, Marie Katz questions it. Go ahead. Yeah. Meaning?
So, in other words, maybe the reason that Chachamim are Mechayv only one on Tolados Makomav is only, it's not because of Priyusa, it's something to do with Avos and Tolados, just because it's Me'in Avos.
It's like you did the same thing twice. Right, and that's what Rashi says, interestingly, on Samech Ches of Aleph, as we noted earlier in the year. Yeah.
Can't we in the Av be like the Rambam's category, something between the
Avos and Tolados? In theory it could. I don't think that that's what the Marie Katz means. I don't think that's what the Balei Tosfos means. We'll get to it. I think I suggested earlier in the year that in this question Gufa, you might be a Mechalik between the Rambam and you know that concept of Me'in Av and Tolados. But there are Rishonim, we'll get to that, but there are Rishonim who clearly don't believe that there is such a thing. I mean, they even though the language of the Mishnah is Me'in Av and the language of the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, they just don't think it means anything other than Tolados. The Rambam, it does. For the Ben Hananel, it does. But for the Marie Katz, I suspect that it's like Balei Tosfos and it doesn't. Okay. Yeah, what's the answer?
The Tirits, the Mishum Giriusa, the Tolada, Havei Pator, the Ilavich, the Mlachos, the Hadi Adadi, Apagam, the Danin Adadi, still Chaiva Kalachas, the Achas, Kidimucha, the Ferak Kalagado, the Zorem, Raki, the Borer, the Damian Adadi, the Chaiva Kalachas, the Achas.
Yeah. So is that an important answer?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because the answer is comparing Toldos to Zora, Borer, and Marakade. And he's just saying, or at least, you know, that's why you need the griusa part. So it's both griusa and independence because of the griusa, in a way. Because it's griusa, the independence isn't enough to generate a separate chiyu. So basically, just to track back for a minute. So one possibility, the assumption of the question in Marie Katz and the formulation of Rashi and Samech Ches and Aleph and others, and the comparison to Me'in Osa HaMalacha, Dei Malacha Achas, is that we're talking about just the only circle that you have is on the Tachlis. Or whatever that characteristic is that the two have in common, and therefore they're identical in every way. There's no difference in stature or anything else. That is the assumption of the question, Marie Katz. You could say that that's a pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Maishna, if Tolda same Kyotsa, then Maishna Tolda, you could say that's exactly what the Gemara means too. It's not that the Gemara's per se, looking for halachic nafkamina. The Gemara is also saying, well, what's the difference? Aren't they the same in every way? It's hard to know how to read the Gemara's question. It could be read either way. But both Marie Katz have aminas, the one about the Xeris Akasuv and the one about the Griusa, operate with this idea. Lemaskana, we might say, again, Arishon would say, Tafel. So Rashi there, in Baba Kama, read the, who has it? Where does it all come from in Rashi? Here. Yavet shtei avos, one second. Lo mechayv elchada, a'av malacha. Aval atolda didei lo mechayv. That's a remarkable Rashi. It's even more explicit, as we noted earlier in the year, in terms of the Rishonim and the Ramban. Who has the Ramban here? Sadi Bav Medes. Again, the Ramban asked the question. What's the question, Yehuda? Why wait until page...
Why wait to mention Avos
and Toldos? Yeah. The Gemara mentioned Avos and Toldos many times. Again, the Ramban had a good literary sense, too. I mean, why all of a sudden here? You know, the Gemara woke up after... The truth is that Toldos and Avos are already mentioned on the base. Right? You have the Mishnah, Shayim Shanar B'Pnim, Shayim Shanar B'Chutz, already at the base of the base, the Gemara is saying that, you know, here in this Mishnah we're dealing with Avos and Toldos and so on. It's not clearly Maskana whether it remains a Toldo, but Gemara, so it took, you know, till Tzadi Vavum the base for the Gemara to finally ask the question, Mishnah Avos and Mishnah Toldos? That's a Balei Ramban. Interesting question. So the Ramban's answer, two answers. What are the two answers?
One of them was that
okay. Yeah. So, but still doesn't explain why we don't. Yeah, everybody read it. Go ahead. You have the answer to the Ramban? Well, no one has the text of the Ramban? No? So you go on the base? Go ahead, Sadiq. Go ahead. He really wanted it on Ayin Gimel. Yeah, that's the locus class, that's the truth is, yeah. Go ahead.
So the first answer,
okay, which is another way of saying, it's a good question, but don't lose any sleep over it. Go ahead. Oh, this is a very, very, very explicit formulation. Go ahead. So basically, this is a very, very significant Ramban, much more explicit than the. Although it's clear in Rashi and Baba Kama that he holds this way, but the truth is that this Ramban is just, you know, not only to say it's a garua of a tafel, and he's not trying to explain the chiyuv called the mokama, but I don't know that he holds that way. He doesn't have to hold like Rashi Baba Kama. He could hold like Rashi Baba Kama, but he doesn't have to. The truth is that Hotsa and Achnasa told him Mokamav is also going to be a Chayv only Achas, even though the Ramban is saying that that's an exception to this relationship. Right? So it's interesting. It's not tied in the Ramban to the reading of the Gemara. In that sense, Rashi's Chiddush is bigger than the Ramban's, because Rashi seems to be saying there would be no such halacha. Rashi and Baba Kama. There would be no such halacha if not for the tefelos of the Toldah. The Ramban isn't saying that. The Ramban is saying, whether it may not be true and it's certainly not needed. In other words, the common denominator, whatever that common denominator is, enough to make it patur. It's still for repetition of the malacha, apparently according to the Ramban, right? For Rashi, it's tafel, and it being tafel is the only reason that you're not chayiv shtayim. Why would you be chayiv shtayim otherwise? Maybe because what Mari Katz, indicates when he explains Rashi, which is that it's not just tafel, it's shoneh v'tafel. So it's being shoneh, these two are not unrelated, is a reason to make it chayiv. But because it's tafel, so it's pater. But you could have said something is tafel and not shoneh. That just depends. Are you now impressed? It's say b'chol masayim mana, but it could never be independent. What's there is included. Or no, it's this different configuration. But Mari Katz, by saying it's like Zora Bora Marakade, or you might have thought it would be, is saying that the different surah of the Tolda, right, is also important. So we have here different models. The Ramban isn't, the Ramban isn't necessarily saying that. The Ramban doesn't apply it to Tolda B'Mokamav. The Ramban is just explaining, why all of a sudden the Gemara woke up. Yeah, just till now, the Gemara understood that a Tolda is something that is a half of an Av, or a Miktsas Av, a diluted Av. And by the way, the Ramban's formulation is important also because of what he says. Not just it's a diluted Av, it wouldn't be here if it wasn't for it's only here B'Schus Avos. That's really what he says. That's what he says, right? And yet you almost can see the little Tolda, being shepherded by his, by his parent. Okay.
I just thought that Rabbi would be interested is Talmud of Rabbein Tam.
Talmud of Rabbein Tam, okay.
In the Rabbein Shukas HaKamuni, it has an interesting girsa.
Where, in Baba Kama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, Yisfer and Degarasi, Degaras Behu, the Ovid Av Tolda Didei, and Av Michaev Tolda Lo Michaev.
Right, that's Rashi.
Meaning it together is in the Gemara.
Oh, you mean there's a girsa in the Gemara like that?
Yeah.
Again, I'av, yavid avid tol the day, I'av mechayev, atol dolo mechayev.
Okay. He rejects it because he doesn't think, he says, lo nihira, the hachi kamichayev, atol da kimo a'av.
like the Marikatz. Yeah. Excellent. So, okay, that's so the that happens to be very a very worthwhile shita, the Talmud Rabbein Talmud Bava Kama. I think we used it last year. We discussed the Kama Libidrava Mine, the relationship between Misa and Mammon. That's also the Talmud Rabbein. He has a lot of very big chidushim. You know, some of these red books, you know, you have to dig deep. But in the Talmud Rabbein Talmud Bava Kama, there really is a lot. But very Yashikaka, that's interesting to have that in the Girsa and the Gemara as well. Okay. So the point is that the Ramban's formulation is very, very important. The fact that he doesn't apply it to Tolda B'Mokamav, I think, is also important. Rashi maybe is not a stronger formulation, but especially Rashi and the implication of Mari Katz's explanation, which I think is correct in Rashi, is very, very important. Now, this idea of Tafel we also had in the Maharam and Marshal, just to remind everybody, on Samech Chesam and Aleph. Just remember, the Gemara there said, Kol Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, and the Gemara said, what do you mean? Why do you use this phrase? And one day in the Gemara was that it was because of the fact that they're toldos. So then Bali Tosis had this line, yeah, there are only toldos in Shabbos, right? And the Rajba said, what are you talking about? There are also toldos in Bava Kama. And the Marshal and Maram said, and there are toldos in Tuma, right? And there are toldos in Zroim, and so on. So they all give different answers. Marshal gave a dochak technical answer. Maram and Marshal gave very, very important answers, echoing this Mari Katz and Rashi, echoing the Ramban. They don't quote them, but they say it. They say that, no, what we mean is in Hilchos Shabbos, Toldos unique because the Toldos, Tafel Av. You wouldn't be able to have achieved the status of Malacha if not for the Av. So that's what makes it different than, not necessarily than Tuma, but at least makes it different than the Zikin. So again, that what they are emphasizing. Now, I found it particularly interesting that in light of that, then go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, Kal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. Oh, it has a Tolda. So what I was trying to say at the time was that what the Gemara may be saying, according to some interpretations, is that the concept of Malacha and Shabbos as being a unique category, and perhaps being an intrinsic Aveira, Chilul, is connected to the fact that Avos can produce Toldos. Because that stature of an Av as an intrinsic violation works very nicely with its ability, you know, to have its own momentum, its own stature to produce that next, you know, stage of Malacha. Malacha that can produce Malacha. Wow, that's some kind of, you know, remarkable, you know, Isur Malacha. Right, that's inherent Isur Malacha. It's not just like Yaman Yom Tov or... Like the Yom Tov has told us too, but Yom Tov told us to come through Shabbos, not through... not in its own right. But the point is, it isn't some just general halacha. So I think that the whole thing in Samech Chesam and Aleph works very nicely from that point of view. The third perspective, which is that the toldos are independent. Again, the question is, what is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? I should add one other makar for the idea that the avos are more chashuv than the toldos, and that is the toldos we're going to see in a minute or so, and that is toldos on mem tesom and beis. Right, toldos on mem tesom and beis rejects this, but he mentions it, and the Ritva considers it as a real possibility. He quotes a day like that maybe the difference between avos and toldos is based on chashivos. What is toldos trying to explain, Shlomo? And then Tesla Beis, when he says that, he rejects it. He said, no, can't be. But in a little different way, not because it was in the Mishkan, but simply its own right. That's a different formulation. Shlomo? What's Tesla and Tesla Beis bothered by? What do you do with, according to, right? Did you see the Tosas? What's the Sugya Mem Tesla Beis about? Right, how do Yosef become Ibai? We're going to read it in a minute, but the two Deos, Jonathan? Learn from Malacha, Malacha, Malafto, and learn from the Mishkan. So Tosis is really, really struggling hard, Jonathan, to do what? Yeah. I mean, how mutually exclusive are these positions? It really is a problem. Because on the one hand, if you don't have a number, then how are you going to know to, you know, where to draw the line in the Mishkan? And if you don't have a Mishkan, how are you going to know where to find the content, even if you have the number? It seems like these should be two parts of the same puzzle, right? They shouldn't be alternative schemes. That's the problem all Rishonim have. We'll get to that in just a minute. That's very important for our topic, obviously, the role of the Mishkan. But, so Tosa says, and what will you say? Tosa says, well, the guy says, Malacha, Malacha, Malachto. Maybe he rejects the Mishkan. He says, nah, it can't be. It can't be. Because if he rejects the Mishkan, Shlomo, then... How do you know what's an Av? No, don't say what's Chashuv. How do you know what's an Av and what's a Tolda? Right? Because you just know Malacha, Malacha, Malachto. You don't know anything else. If you learn from the Mishkan, you know what's an Av and a Tolda because whatever was in the Mishkan is an Av. But if you don't learn from the Mishkan, well, how do you know what's an Av and what's a Tolda? So then Tosis has the line, Shlomo, read it now, that says, and lest you say... Right? Just that one line. He rejects it in a minute, but I just want to get the idea. They have it or not? Towards the second Tosis. The second Tosis is like the fourth or fifth line or something like that. Wait a second. This is an important formulation, but it's important also because of its context. Here, Keneged, Divrei Maaseh Keneged. V'od, Yiva Yalef Mishkan, if Keneged Adinu L'Yidei, Hein Ninu Avos Malachas, Hei Koldos. Go ahead. So what's that idea? That the Avos are the ones that are Chashuv, and the Toldos are ones that are less Chashuv. Why is he says, it's not a svar. That the lack of svara is what? That there's a difference between avos and toldos regarding chashivos? That's what he's rejecting? Or that the people can make that up on their own without an objective basis of the Mishka? Which what's the basis for his... He rejects this, but he suggests it. Again, the passing suggestion of the Bali Tosis is something that is interesting to us as well, right? So why did he reject it? Because it can't be that an av is chashuv and a tolda is more tafel or relatively tafel, not clear. Sounds pretty clear that the reason that he rejected it is because there's no objective. Well, what's it based on? Right. The Ritva Alatar quote says yes. The Manda Amar who holds a malacha 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 and doesn't believe in the Mishkan and asks for your question how what's an av and what's a tolda depends on what's chashuv and what's not chashuv. Or less chashuv. So again, this idea is important. Now, again, some of the people who believe in it, lahalacha, like the Ramban, like the Maram, like the Marshal, they may say that part of the chashivus is the chashivus objective, or is the chashivus itself due to the fact that it's in the Mishkan. Right, that could be. Here, in the passing rejection of Tosfos, but the actual Deya, one Deya. In the Ritva, it's Dafka disentangled from the Mishka. They make it even more important. But again, you have this idea that the Av is Ikar, and the Tolda is Tafa. The view that it's independent, A, could be Shittas Rabbi Eliezer. B, is implied by the Mari Katz's answer, comparing it to Zoreh, Borer, or Marakeid, which, remember, are separate Avos. So Mari Katz is comparing Tolda to something that would be an independent Av. Right? But as we noted, because of its Tafel status, yeah, it is. The Zorah Bar Merake. We'll get to that. Yeah, that's a good point. Meaning, how telling is the comparison to Zohar Bara Merakeh depends on two things. That's what Michael's pointing out. If you hold that Zohar Bara Merakeh is the anomaly, but in the end of the day, even if you say that there's not much discrepancy between Zohar Bara Merakeh, they are separate mechayvim lahalacha. That's undeniable.
That's a question of how to count, not necessarily
that. Well, it's not only a question. It's not only a technical question of counting in the Mishnah. Because it's nafkamina, masan kula mehalamecha that yichayel kolachas niyachas. So, you know, we have to explain why that should be if they really aren't. There isn't really much of a discrepancy between them. But the fact is that they are independent, as reflected by the chiluk malachas. So I'm saying, whatever you want to say, you can't get away from that. So to compare a tolda to avanav to zora bora merakeh ilav that it's tafel. Is still to say that on a certain level, theoretically, it had the capacity to generate chiluk malacha. And since there you can't blame it on the Mishkan, it can only be because of its independence. So how independent it is, another, the question you're raising, I think, is we'll get to it in it. When we say that Zohar Bara Merakeh is three, so there are two ways to look at it. One is, how many of the Gemara was that there's not much to distinguish them. And the Maskana is, in light of what we know, reconstructing backwards, we should now lay greater emphasis on the differences, because apparently they're subtle and we might have missed them, but now we're being told, you know, to focus on them, and it turns out that they make a big difference. That's one way to look at it. Or, as Rashi seems to say, they really are very close. And nonetheless, the subtle differences are enough to be mechayev differently. But I don't think we can get away from the idea that they're mechayev differently, even if it's for subtle reasons. They're still separate shemos. So still to compare it to tolda is still significant. Yeah. I think it's tough to say that. I mean, chiluk hatolos will definitely come into it, and the more liberal and flexible you are in expanding hatolos, you know, chiluk-wise, then, the easier it is to explain the Zohar Bara Merakeh, too. But in the end of the day, you know, there's still a difference between Zohar Bara Merakeh and some other things. You know, even that have slightly different surahs. And surely, with all the factors that you're mentioning which are correct, it's still a chiddush in Marikatz to say that this is that ilav shetafalu, because you don't even have the Mishkan to blame. Yeah.
Here it tells us that Hasidim reject the fact that the law is going to be based on Hashivos.
Outside of the Mishkan, outside of the fact
of
the
Mishkan. Yeah. At least the way the Shalom Aram understands Tosfos and Malakama, one year or so of
Hashivi and all that.
They say that it's only based on Hashivos, not just
right. Right. Yeah, we'll get back to that. Absolutely. That's in our radar screen, I guess one could say. Okay. Okay. Good. So the basically what we have then is either a circle around only the common denominator of both, and they're totally identical in every way, or real tafel. But in tafel, what we've seen is the formulation of the Ramban, the Maram, the Marshal per se. The Av really generates the tolda. That tafel could be a greater dependence and more under the rubric. It could be that the tolda is independent of the ab and not necessarily inferior either, but that there's some mechanism of expanding the malachos through the tachlis, but in combination with another tzura, achieves equal but different status. But that's a dependence. Maybe that's Rabbi Eliezer, or maybe that's even implied in the Chachamim. Or this fourth idea, which is a combination of independence and tafel. Meaning it's tafel, but by virtue of its, because we're impressed with that tafel, so that makes it also independent from it, different shame in a way. Okay. Okay. So let's get back to the fact of the Mishkan itself, which clearly, as we build up the Mishkan, we're building up the Av. Possibly we're building up the Av more than the Tolda. I say possibly is, of course, it's always possible to argue that the Mishkan is the basis and the Mechayiv, and the Mishkan is the source for the Av. But we still define, you know, the Av and the Tolda by what they have in common. It's just that common denominator is what the Mishkan not only reflects, but establishes or dictates is the Davar HaMechai. Is that clear? In other words, all I'm saying is, it's possible to say the Mishkan plays a very, very central role here, and still to say that Avos and Toldos are equal. Because what the Mishkan establishes is only with respect to what an Avos and Toldos share in common. But, having said that, it's also possible that the more you emphasize, like I said, that's one. On the other level, what we just saw in the passing comment of Tosis and the possibility in the Ritva is that there can be a discrepancy in the stature of Avos and Toldos even without the Mishkan. That's another extreme. But having said both of those, more likely, the more you build up the Mishkan, the more you emphasize the importance of the Tzura part of the Malacha as well, which means that you're more likely to be building up a discrepancy between an Av and a Tov. Okay, and that was reflected already in Mari Katz's answer to the first question. The reason you need Gzeres HaKasa for Toldos is because of the Mishkan factor, which is lacking. But what the answer is, therefore the Gzeres HaKasa teaches us that if you figure out the common denominator, which is in the Mishkan, then the Mishkan is alive and well in the Tolda as well as the Av. Or, in Ochanami, the Mishkan's role in the Av is very, very critical. That's not something that is duplicated in the Tolda. But nonetheless, the Tolda is Chayiv, in which case it becomes either Tafel or independent. So the Mari Katz is just a very good way to frame the question. Now, number one, it should be noted that Chazal, in the Parshas that we just read, most of it, you know, Divrei Haggadah, but so much Divrei Haggadah that, you know, perhaps it's not only Divrei Haggadah, see a very striking comparison between the process of Binyan HaMishkan and Binyan HaOla. The reason that that's important, even halachically, is because we're trying to weigh why the fact that these things were done in the Mishkan is so important for Issur Malacha of Shabbos. Of course, the initial Issur Malacha is Shavuot Shavas, we call Malachto HaShavar Elokim HaAsos. So if we really believe that it's not just a good drasha, but that these good drashas, you know, in this case, is more than that, namely that there's a strong parallel between the construction of the world and the construction of the Mishkan. The construction of the Mishkan is a microcosm, if you will, of the construction of the world. So this Shavuot Shavas Mikol Malachto, this Smichus Parshios of, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pikudei, and so on, ends up being almost like a parallel to Bereishis. And to those formulations of Kibo Shavas Mikol Malachta. Okay, that's important. The question is, what is the relationship between the building of the Mishkan and the violation of Shabbos? So it's possible. The question can be raised in two ways. Number one, there are two consequences to the Smichas Parshias. One is that we know the Malachas of Isur Shabbos from the building of the Mishkan. And the other consequence is that you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. So, firstly, what is the relationship between those two issues? One could have said that they're completely independent from one another. One is the source for what we know as Malacha, and the other is just that Binyan HaMishkan is a Doches HaShabbos. Pure and simple. Or, is it really one Halacha? That one halacha is also not so clear, but if you don't want to think about it and you want to say it's one halacha, so at least the consequence will be that you can't have one without the other. Meaning, there can be nothing that is permitted on Shabbos in the context of the Mishkan that would be prohibited on a regular Shabbos. Because these two halachos, the fact that we derive Hilchos Shabbos from the Mishkan and that the Mishkan cannot be built on Shabbos, are one and the same. Therefore, anything which is Docha Shabbos b'Mishkan is definitionally not part of Chilul Shabbos. Now, why that should be so, I think is not clear. Is it that somehow this stature of the Mishkan, you know, is such that therefore can't be built on Shabbos? I mean, things that are done in the Mishkan? Is it that Afal Pichein, the building of the Mishkan, is so important, but these are objective malachos, and therefore can't be done on Shabbos? It's not clear. But the point is that there may be this relationship. This, of course, is the discussion of the Egloi Tal. Right? The Egloi Tal raised this question in his Psicha, very famous Psicha, which is not the same as his Hakdama, which is also very famous. Anybody should read it. V'yesh lach rabbezeh shtei chakiros. Echad, what's the echad? Any comment? They didn't see the piece? Dovi? Yoni? Daniel? Who saw the Egloi Tal? Nobody saw the Egloi Tal? What? What do you mean, Rabbah? You should do the Rambam before the Egloi Tal. Yeah, I agree. That I agree. So that's the reason that you didn't see it. Okay, Yaakov, you have it?
Yeah. Achas yigamirim gam ki mikorbano shev mishkan.
Right.
Odzel molav yachirin el mishkanas.
Yeah. This is the question that he deals with in the Psicha. When we learn from the Mishkan, do we learn from the binyan of Mishkan or from the karbanos, the avoda of the Mishkan as well? That's his big question. So he develops it. The way he develops it, he thinks it's a machlokas in Bavli and Yerushalmi. He thinks it's a machlokas between Rashi and Rav Haigon. He thinks it's a big machlokas. So his, I think he, it's his son, right? His told him, asked him a question. What? The Psicha. This is the. So he says, my son asked me the following question. Again, nachas from his son. He said, what's. If you hold like Rav Haigon Yerushalmi, the way he's developing it, which is that the Mishkan includes also karbanos, not just the actual building of the Mishkan. So he says, how come the Gemara struggles so much to explain afia? Right? The Gemara says, b'ni Rav Shmuel. Here he is. The father's name is Shmuel too, right? Avram? No. Avram? His name is Avram. No, Zev Nachum. That's it. The Nezer's name was Avram. Yeah. But his father's name was Zev Nachum. Aguda Seizo. That's the. So we had the father. Now we have the son. Achutam Mishulash Lo B'Neira Yinatek. So B'nei Rav Shmuel Hevi Raya Mishelas HaGemar Ayin Heyam Aleph. The Gemara says Shochet Mishumai Chayev. So the son asked, "What do you mean? If you hold that the avodas akarbanos of the Mishkan are also included, shkutas akarbanos, right?" Then the son asks another question. The Gemara says that Ofeh Mishas includes Ofeh and the Avos Malachos, right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Ofer? It really should be Bishul, because it's the Sanmanim. It's the preparation of the dyes, you know, that are going to be used to color the Oros and the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, the reason that the Mishkan quotes Ofer, not Bishul, is why? Sidur Depas. Okay, we'll get back to that. Very important. Sidur Depas. So the son said, what do you mean Sidur Depas? Why not just say there is a fia in the Mishkan, the lechem apanim, right? Menachos. That's the son's question. When the son asks such a question, so the father has to answer. So what's the father's answer in a nutshell, Yaakov?
So the answer is that since Shechita is Doch HaShabbos and according to one day Menachos, Ofer is Doch HaShabbos.
So a fia is lechem apanim is Doch HaShabbos.
So we couldn't say that both malachos are derived from the korbanos because it is Doch HaShabbos.
Yeah. In other words, he says, these two chakiras that I ask, says the Egloi Tal, Abnezer, Tzach Shavar, these two questions that I ask are really one question. They don't have to be one question, but they are. He says, if you hold that everything is derived that I'm sorry that the Mishkan that we derive from includes not only the construction of the Mishkan but the larger avodah shev Mishkan, karbanah shev Mishkan. So that's tries to show this connection. That's if you also hold that the two halachos that you're not allowed to do malechas haMishkan on Shabbos and that malachos are derived from the Mishkan are one and the same. So therefore, the only way for Rav Haigon, for the Yerushalmi, to be able to derive Isur Malacha from the Avodah Shemanishkan would be if those Avodah Shemanishkan would be Asuros B'Shabbos. But since Shechita for Korban Kavua is permitted on Shabbos, and there's a Deya that the Afiyah, the Shem, Lechem HaPanim, or whatever, would also be Doches HaShabbos, so therefore they can't be the source of Isur Malacha. So basically, his argument is that, on the other hand, he says, behold, like the Bavli tries to show, and the Rashi, which is that the Mishkan is important not for the larger Avoda, but for the Binyan itself, only for the Binyan. So then you could argue also that, you know, I think you're more open to the possibility that these are two different dinim as well. Okay. Either way, whether you buy the Egle Tal's explanation or not, it's certainly very fascinating. It raises two important issues. Whether you think their Hava Hatalia is more questionable. But again, it zeroes in on this relationship. Are Malachos Asuros because they were the backbone of the building of the Mishkan? He's saying it a little differently. He's saying the only thing that can be Asur are things that are Asur in the Mishkan on Shabbos. Okay, but another way to formulate the relationship question is, because these are the basis, the backbone of the building of the Mishkan, therefore they achieve the status and stature of being Malachos B'Shabbos? Or not because, but as reflected by. The relationship isn't really a causal one. It's a an excellent framework for discerning a hierarchy of Malachos. It's not because this was done during the week, during the Mishkan, therefore it can't be done on Shabbos. Not in the Chayiv. The kind of things that are necessary to build a Mishkan, i.e., they are constructive, creative, acts of stature, these are the kind of things which one's not allowed to do on Shabbos. Not because they were used in the Mishkan. The fact that they were used in the Mishkan is an indication of their prominence. Okay. So this, of course, is a different perspective. Now, if we say that the Mechayiv, this one more second, is the fact that these were used in the Mishkan is what gives them the prominence, not that it reflects their prominence. So then, is it conceivable that the particular tzura and the details of how they were implemented in the Mishkan may be important as well? Let's say even what appears to be trivial or coincidental aspects of what was done in the Mishkan, including the tzura samalacha itself. Well, again, I think you have to be very careful on this point. As the Rishonim note, right? I mean, you could take this idea to a certain extreme where it's clearly wrong, right? And maybe only Bishul Samamanim on a Tuesday afternoon when the sun is shining, because that's the way it was in the Mishkan, right? Even if we're going to give great prominence to the details of the Mishkan, we're still going to have to distinguish, between what happened there and what's significant about what happened there. But the point is that to the extent that the tzura of what took place there is mechayiv, we're definitely going to be much more interested in the details than we would if all we were saying was the Mishkan isn't mechayiv at all. There are 39 Avos Malacha. The Mishkan happens to be a terrific, maybe we have a kind of a Mesorah. We have to look for the Mishkan to find them, or even without a Mesorah, these are stature, these are prominent actions. But then, the details, not just whether it was raining or it was the sun was shining, not just whether it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday, not just whether the person who did it was a lefty or a righty. Even, much more basic things about how it was done are going to be open for grabs. Because it's not really the building of the Mishkan that we're interested in, right? The quirks of the building of the Mishkan, never mind the coincidences of the coincidences of everybody will say, or the extraneous things everybody will say, are irrelevant. But even the quirks, I would say, even some of the details, as long as they're not clearly part of the prominence or the objective Shem Malacha, are not going to come into it either. And that's what we're looking for. So what we do and what we do not derive from the Mishkan is going to be an important clue as to whether we view the Mishkan as a Bechayiv or as a Megala, a Meshakef, something of that sort. Okay. So the first thing to look at, there was a question. Michael, go ahead.
Why not look at the opposite respect? Since we're allowed to do it, it's like Mila.
Since
we're allowed to do those processes, it's more like...
Which process?
Of baking the less planning or...
Oh, you're talking about the egg like tal now. Yeah. We're backing up a little bit. You're challenging the egg like tal? No, I don't mean in a... I just want to understand what your question is. I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to intimidate you with the giant... You know, first, you're allowed to ask, respectfully, why do you have to say like the egg like tal? I don't mean it that way. Okay, yeah. I mean, you're asking on the egg like tal. Why does the egg like tal concluding that if something is permitted on Shabbos... therefore, it cannot be asur as a. If you're permitted on Shabbos in the Mishkan, it can't be asur outside of Mishkan on Shabbos.
Right.
Why not say?
With Mila and Kilkul, that we learned that since Dafwe with Heter Mila, that means that Bnei Chabur is chayav. So we can say here too that.
You mean the need for Limud? The need for Limud. I think in theory you could say that. I think the reason that he's not is because. It's one thing after you have Hilchos Shabbos figured out already, or basically you have Hilchos Shabbos, and then you have another source or an exception to the rule, and you want to figure out how to integrate that into the whole picture. So then to say what the Gemara says about Kilkul and Havara and so on makes a lot of sense. But I think what the Igleitala is saying is this is the source. The source is the Mishkan. So exceptions in the Mishkan aren't going to reveal, the rule. They're going to defy the rule because that's the source. I think that's the point. Yeah.
I'm not sure why there's a suggestion that the level of dinyan in the Mishkan should determine whether the Mishkan is a siman or a siva or a chiyuv hamalachos.
Right.
You could technically argue either way. If the Mishkan is actually the cause of the malachos, so then that could cause us to focus very much on the important parts of the Mishkan. You could also argue that if it's the cause of the malachos, then we see that we're granting a lot of strength in the Mishkan, and therefore we'll expand the category.
Yeah, I think we said that a second ago. What I said a second ago was that either way, the coincidences of the Mishkan are going to be excluded. We're not going to care whether or not it was raining or it was sunny at the time, or whether he was lefty, whether he was lefty or righty, we might in one case. But I mean, all things being equal, well, even if we take the most ambitious view about the Mechayev of the Mishkan, which you're calling the Siba of the Mishkan, right, as opposed to the Siman, even if we take the most extreme view, there's going to be certain details of the Mishkan which are going to remain irrelevant. Because they're going to be totally extraneous, which is what you just said. Okay. At the same time, what I am suggesting is in the other direction. There's a Tliya between them. In other words, if you believe that the Mishkan's importance is due to prominence and stature alone, but it's not per se the fact, the Siman, not the Siba, so then clearly... Even things that that are not coincidental, but they're details. They don't add to the prominence of the action. They're not going to be part of the simba. You can still argue about whether certain components are or are not part of the ikar v'shoresh hadavar. That's a separate issue. But if you were to acknowledge, isn't that part of ikar v'shoresh? However, it's the way it was done in the Mishkan. Does that matter to us? If it's a siba or a mechayiv, then the answer is maybe. Only maybe because of what we just said. There's still a difference between extraneous and coincidental. You still have to figure out what it was in the Mishkan that was that is Mechayev here. Is it the fact that it was being done this way, or the fact that it was being done this way while he was wearing a blue shirt? Right? And if you determine that the blue shirt part of it isn't important, you could argue whether the blue shirt transforms the action or not. Or maybe not, but something like that. You could, but if at the end of the day you conclude that it doesn't, but this is still the way that it was done in the Mishkan. I mean, people, a siman means that we don't care about the Mishkan per se. We're using the Mishkan, there's a two-stage process going on here. We have a certain level or stature of Balakha, which is Asur, and now we're trying to figure out, to fill in the gaps, where does that come from? So if it comes from the Mishkan, number one, it doesn't have to only come from the Mishkan. Even if we were to add a Masorah, then it has to only come from the Mishkan, but it can only come from the Mishkan in things about the Mishkan which are part of the Nechayiv Ikor V'Shoresh. You certainly can't say, oh, it was done in the Mishkan that way, that establishes its prominence. It can only reflect its prominence. The difference between establishing and reflecting is the difference between how important the details that aren't coincidental necessarily, but they are details, are. In that sense, there's a tliya between these things. So if you basically reject an aspect of the Mishkan, you could say it for either reason. If you incorporate aspects of the Mishkan that don't appear to be part of the Shein Malacha, I think you can only do that if you're talking about a Mechayev of the Mishkan. Okay, so let's get to the Gemara itself. Is this what the Gemara is about? And then test on the base or not? Shlomo, go ahead. The question is, Miminyanu, right? Is that Minyanu or not? Rahakaman, the Humbri. Take it. Just quickly, Tanya. What is that, by the way? What is that? No, not necessarily. What is it for, probably? What? Moshe, correct. Okay. So, basically, what's the problem? The continuation of the Gemara sounds, Shlomo, like the Gemara is taking it seriously. The Gemara sounds like, meaning, it's not just like a hypothetical question, how do you know Malacha's from? But the Gemara says, oh, it's a real argument. And they bring a riot from one side to the other. That's what bothered all the Rishon. Okay. So the question, of course, is, as we already noted, you need both of these. You need a number and you need a framework. A framework without a number can give you too little or too many malachas. A number without a framework doesn't give you any basis for you know, what are you going to choose from? That's the problem. So the Rishonim here struggle mightily. What is this machlokas really all about? Okay. So, again, it's interesting. The Tosas, the first Tosas already points out number one. Does the Gemara really want to know how we know the content of the malachos? Could be, right? But Tosas rejects that. Shlomo, go ahead. Yes, I just find this to be an interesting Tosas. Meaning, you could read the Gemara and say that the Gemara is interested in knowing how do you know the Malachos. And Tosas is going out of his way to say that isn't the issue in the Gemara. The issue in the Gemara is much more fine-tuned. Gemara wants to know, how do you know about Chiluk Malachos? Because what we really know is, we know Zorobar Barakin are Malachos. How do we know that the three different Malachos? That's what the Gemara wants to know. And the answer is, the Gemara is saying, either you know it from Malacha, Malacha, Malachto, or you know it from the Mishkan. But it seems like Tosas is already telling us, no matter where you learn it from, the content is the same. Just the degree of differentiation might be different. Also, of course, this raises the same question that we Michael raised a few minutes ago. And if we decide that Zohar Baruch Merakeh, that the Chiluk Adin is enough, so is that basically telling us, don't look at it as a Chiluk Adin anymore? It's Adin, you know, from our point of view, but it's very, very important. Or are we saying, it exists, but you don't need such a significant gap, right, to be Mechayev separately, which it says something about the nature of Malachos, and Chiluk Malachos, but also says something about the Malachos themselves. Either way, Tosa's orientation to downplay the what's at stake in the sugya is clear from the first Tosas, and it's not muhrach at all. Okay, could be it's a much bigger issue in the sugya. What about the next Tosas? Go ahead. Number one, what are you going to do with that whole lima? Is that the is that question a terrible question? Yeah, so this is the... I mean, the physical smicha, the fact that one is near the other, is clear. But we could always explain it in a different way. Namely, we could always just say half of it. Half the story, namely, you can't build a Mishkan on Shabbos. Or some other good drasha. Right? It doesn't have to be the Malacha. So this is not a terrible question. The fact it's not a terrible question just reflects more. Again, Tosas has a certain orientation here. Just Tosas can't believe it. They cannot... The Balei Tosas have this thing about the Mishkan. They can't accept that anybody doesn't have it. Right? That's my speculation, but... Okay, go ahead. So this is the line that we pointed out. The Ritva says, yes, there's such a deo. There's a deo that will tell you that there's no connection at all between the Mishkan and the Avos Malacha. As for Avos Toldos, Chashuv and Tafel. And that's, as we pointed out, important formulation, and especially even outside of the Mishkan. It's not the Mishkan that makes them Chashuv and Tafel, according to this. Tosas doesn't like it. Why? Again, they can't believe it. Okay. They also may not think that there's a difference between Avos and Toldos of Chashuv and not Chashuv. I don't think that appears anywhere in Tosas. Probably Tosas may be the opinion that Matolda is the equal of every Av. And remember, I said before in answer to Ephraim's point, I don't think the Balei Tosas believe in the concept of Me'ena Malacha. Which means that there's an Av, there's a Me'ena Av, and there's a Tolda. When you say there's an Av, a Me'ena Av, and there's a Tolda, what does it imply? We'll discuss this more fully on Sunday when we finish with all this, hopefully. What does that imply, Daniel?
That it's
taking
away from the Mishkan.
What?
It's taking away from the
Mishkan. No, good. On the one hand, it's taking away from the Mishkan a little bit on the Me'ena Av side, and it also implies that the Tolda is not the same as Me'ena Av. Right? I mean, there's a hierarchy. There's what was in the Mishkan, but apparently that's not so, so important because there's also Me'ena, which wasn't in the Mishkan, but it's equivalent. And then there's a Tolda, but if you say Av, Me'ena, Tolda, it means the Tolda isn't Me'ena. Okay. I don't think the Balei Tosas believe that. I think there's only something called an Av, there's something called a Tolda. A, everything is connected to the Mishkan, right? So there shouldn't be a Me'ena because that's not connected. That's the whole point, right? And by the same token, I don't think they believe that Tolda is less than an Av. So I think the Tosas is lying here to reject, you know, Shemidaitam Biru Malachas Chashuv, that could be done without the Mishkan. That it's true, both of them are wrong. Okay, continue. Ba'od. So now he's going back to what he said in the previous Tosas. Namely, what's really going on here is to figure out whether these chilukim adinim are important enough, or how important do they have to be. It's either an evaluation of the malachos or an evaluation of the criterion for malachos that's being discussed here. Go ahead. The Poly. Well, meaning his Tosas is a really difficult problem here. It's a terrific Tosas. I mean, every line is great when you think about it. Because on the one hand, they just can't believe it. They can't accept it. And on the other hand, what are you going to do? The Gemara is really putting you in a difficult position. Can't say there's no machlokas. Go ahead.
Oh, the
Yeah. So basically, Tosus doesn't know what to do with the sugya, right? I mean, Tosus is pretty much throwing up their hands, saying, it can't be that it's a real machlokas, because you need both elements. It can't be that there's no machlokas, because the Gemara seems to be bringing a raya. How can you bring a raya from one side or the other if they all agree? Tosus is really not happy. Okay, but I think this says a lot about some of the issues for Bali Tosus, including the role of the Mishkan, Kashivas, Me'enav, and so on. Yeah.
Just as far as the last question, Tosus,
yeah.
Is that going in the same direction?
What do you mean?
I mean, it sounds like saying that even without the number, we're not going to make a distinction between. He says, first, how can you possibly know the difference?
Right. Which I mean, the Ode Laman Delesley Drasha, the Malacham Acham Acham, and Ali the Chashiv Zora.
Right, so then that's one question.
Because then you don't know the numbers.
Right, and then he says,
the Ode Laman. Right, Masha Debitam Kenegan Avodah Samishkan, Dav, the other way.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right. He's saying that. I think that's part of his confusion. He's saying, on the one hand, if you don't have the numbers, then why does the fact that they're in the Mishkan, that shouldn't be enough to. Because we can just look at them and say it's a repeat of the same performance. Because we don't need to get to the number 39. If we need to know to get to 39, and we have the Mishkan, Tosa says, then I'm a happy camper. Why? Because I know I need to get this 39. That means I have to look at re-examine the Zohar Bara Merakeh. Is it the same thing? Or is it the Chiluk Adin enough to differentiate it? But if I either don't have the Mishkan, or I don't have the numbers, then I still might think Zohar Bara Merakeh is a malacha, but I would think it's one malacha. So you're right, I think he's saying it both directions. I think this is exactly, Tosa suggests, they just don't know what to do. But it's a terrific Tosus because they don't know what to do. It says so much. Yeah.
He is pretty certain, basically, tomorrow, that the just come from Mishkan, that we're not really using the numbers. He just doesn't understand exactly.
But he's asking, but why? If that's true, then how do you know that you should differentiate? You're right. Right. No, yeah, I'm not saying he thinks he's a machlokas. He's just having really a hard time. Yeah, or what the machlokas is about. He doesn't understand how you can do with either without either of these points, but he's acknowledging that there has to be a machlokas because the Gemara says so. Now, the view in the Ritzvah that I mentioned, the Deya, which Tosus in glance said, well, maybe you could say that, but come on. But okay, there is such a shita. So that shita says that the argument here is: can you completely bypass the Mishkan, or is everything based on the Mishkan? Now, if you completely bypass the Mishkan, that means that the Mishkan plays no role. Obviously, told us that based on objective chashivas. The truth is, if you look at the Ritva, so the Ritva says, according to that mandamar, does anybody have the Ritva here? I think the Ritva says it's not according to the other Deya, in Achanami you won't have 39 of us Malacha. You might have more. He connects it to Rabbi Yehuda. You have it there?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the significance of seeing other parshiyos?
Right, so what I said before, I mean, I think you could say, number one, half of the significance of parshiyos is still fine. You can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Right. That's good. The Egel Tal was saying, does the fact that you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, and the fact that the malachos of the Mishkan are the things that are also on Shabbos, is that one halacha or two halachos? That was his chakir. That's how he tries to explain his answer his son's questions. But everybody agrees that there are two, whether it's one or two, everybody agrees that you can't. No one's denying that you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos for the Sfikas Parshiyos. But you could say you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, whatever the Malacha means on Shabbos, and therefore you can't build it. But where we know Malacha from is not from Mishkan. Aside from which, I'm sure there are other things that we can learn from the Smichas Parshas, but you don't even need to go very far, is all I'm saying. Yeah?
That isn't necessary to conclude that anything that's building the Mishkan fails is on Shabbos.
No, it's whatever independent. know, it could be two things. It tells you that anything that violates Shabbos, even for the sake of building the Mishkan, cannot be done. Right? It's like, you know, Ashab Sosai, Achas Shab Sosai Tishmeru, you know, Kibbut Abe. Bin Mishkan, very important. How many parshios? Truma Tetzava, five parshios? Five parshios. Five parshios in the Torah, you know, wonderful midrashim, inspiring, lofty goal. Achas Shab Sosai Tishmeru. And it makes sense too. How can it be at the expense of Shabbos? That's not so terrible. Okay. The Semitic case, the Ritva has the opposite view, just one second. And according to the Ritva then considers the possibility also whether we might even not drop the number. And he brings in, I don't know if anybody has it here. Does anybody have the Ritva in front of him? He brings in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda on Ayin Hamad Beis is formulating the Gemara as believing that Shoveit and Medakdeik is an Arav Malachos. Meaning it's not true that there's a minion only of 39. Yeah.
I just thought there was maybe a way to minimize the difference between Tosus and the Mitzvah. Okay. Because his father, why he's bothered about it can't come up in a Sara. The Yisham Mishkalim says that the author of our Mishnah is a Smil ben Knaz, who was around by the time of being a Mishkan. So his Sara would have been by just looking around him and seeing what people didn't do on Shabbos, and it would have come up with basically the same thing.
I lost you. Asnil ben Knaz, Mitoch Pilpulo, is a wonderful person. He rejected the, you know, he was a, you know, strong advocate of Lomo Shamayim. And now you want to make him into a, you know, just a guy who's looking around. And I can do that to Asnil ben Knaz.
He says that he used to count a lot of things, the Chatalos Amisos, and Malachos Shabbos, and Nashim Asuros, and what. So he was author of Mishnah.
But this is like Milsa B'dichusa, you're saying. Right?
Well, if it is,
okay, one more time. Maybe it's.
No, it is.
I mean, he's interesting smiling, and you know. As I say, Asnil ben Knaz is one of my personal heroes. Okay, one more time. Go ahead.
Anyhow, when we say that the Chacham came up in a Svara,
Chacham came. You talk about the Avos now?
Yeah, and so it could mean that they.
You talk about the Ritzvah's idea. Or the one that Tosus rejects. Okay.
So that could mean that they sat down and they asked themselves, what is every single possible verb that the person could do, and then they classified them. Mm-hmm. It could mean that they went outside and said, what does Klal Yisrael not do on Shabbos, and then they went down and classified that.
You mean it was a... No, I mean... this is a Sneel Ben Knaz. Okay, let's go. Okay, that's the... So we have the Tosus quandary, and we have the Ritva Dea, which is the other extreme. The other extreme in the other direction is... Oh, Moshe, go ahead. You have a question? Yeah. We still have?
Because that position is more focused on the number.
Right. No, I'm saying if you hold Mishkan, then you don't have the numbers. I think the Ritva holds in either direction. If you hold the Malachos... So then you have nothing to do with the Mishkan. But the Ritva said, the Ritva's one daya is that the argument, not, unlike Bali Tosus to say, I just don't understand how either one could get by without the other, right? The Ritva's view is these are opposite extremes. One believes that the Mishkan has no role, and that everything really is based on just evaluating objectively what is a Malachos. I'm sure there's still going to be a lot of overlap to Mishkan, not necessarily because I see it, but because things that you need to do in the Mishkan are constructive. It's not going to look totally different, right? But that's one view. It's not because of the Mishkan, it's not reflected in the Mishkan, although the Mishkan may be one of many other sources, you know, that establish what is needed in creating. The other Mandamar, I think, who says Mishkan, he doesn't have access to the numbers. So he, when I think he links that, I have to look at it again, but I think he connects with Shoveit Medakdeik, Rabbi Yehuda's Shoveit Medakdeik. Okay. The third day, I think, is, or the other extreme may be, depends how you read it, the Urayim. Ellie, you saw it? The Urayim? Ajay? It's really hard to read the Urayim. It's not clear what it goes on. But go ahead, Kachamim. Is that what he means? Maybe. Or I thought he meant even stronger than that. That they had the power to decide what would be the 39. And for that, they decided to use the Mishkan. He uses the expression, the Saru HaKasav L'Chachamim. I mean, you understand the Saru HaKasav L'Chachamim, meaning they left the process in their hands to figure out what objectively it is, or to determine what objectively it is and should be. There's a small difference, but an important difference between them. I thought the Urim goes a little further. Well, Mirim B'Shav, what's not clear to me as much, and I see the Perush on the bottom here, in mine, the old one, so I'll post Urim. So he's not clear. Is this statement of the Urim, radical statement of the Urim, is it even according to the Mandama that we learned from Mishkan? The Saruah Kasa the Chachamim part? Or is it only according to the Mandama who says, Malacha, Malacha, Malachta? Again, Barmina B'Shabbos, Pergum Et Ovdim, right in the beginning. Hani Ovitz Malachos, Kenegan Bi Amar, Rab Chanina, Bar Kama, Kenegan Ovitz on Mishka. Rab Yonasan Malazar Amar, Hani Rab Shimon Yosef, the Kunya Amar, Kenegan Malacha, Malacha, Shabbat Torah. Rabbim Kasar Akas. Okay. Viro Chachamim Elu HaMalachos HaDomos. There's some question of the Girsa here, the Shonen Mitzvahs. Viro Chachamim Elu Malachos Shehein Domin Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. V'Malachas HaDomin LaAvoda. V'hi Nikreis Malacha. V'ksiv Malachas Avoda LaSasu. V'arminon Elohim Shekpida Torah Lehen. Ki Lo Nisar Nakasuv Ela LaChachamim. V'Elu Ru'uyos Likro Malacha. V'lo Elu Ashnuyos V'kal Gadol Levad. Ela Kol HaDomos Chayavin. It's very unclear. What is clear is that he has this unbelievable phrase of the Saru HaKasav L'Chachamim. So could be Jay is right. Maybe it means something. You know, we have this phrase, you know, in the context of Chol HaMoed too, the Saru HaKasav L'Chachamim. There also it's not clear what it means, but it's at least if that's the model, it's clear that the Chachamim have some role in determining the list. You know, they were given like a blank check. And the Baruch Shalom said, fill in how you want the details, the concept, the general idea we understand, and that we get from the Baruch Shalom, as to, you know, how you want to implement it exactly, you know, where to draw the line, what to include, what not to include, especially in the Sabbath case. That's up to you. So I admit, I'm reading the Urim, you know, in light of that model. I'm interpreting the Saru HaKasav L'Chachamim here, and it's very radical. I mean, it's radical that he says it. Jay, I think, is suggesting something a little bit more moderate, and that is, you know, the Saru HaKasav L'Chachamim means the Ribbono Shel Olam entrusted the Chachamim to figure out this objective truth, right? That's how you're saying it? And they you know, used the Mishkan as a framework and so on for that. Right. If he's saying what Jay is saying, which is the more moderate way, then, even then, the Urim is still saying a Chiddush. Because it's clear that even according to the Mandambar, the Mishkan, it's not the Mishkan that's Mechayiv. Right? It's at best it's the Mishkan as a framework, or not the Mishkan is not a framework at all. According to what I'm suggesting, you know, it's even more radical than that, and that is that the Chachamim have the ability to create a list. And the discussion of the Gemara is whether they created the list essentially from the Mishkan, or they created the list separate from the Mishkan, also using the Mishkan. Well, you know, in the piece, he also mentions the Mishkan, doesn't he? Yeah. Second. But does he not mention the Mishkan aside from the footnote? No, but Lech Avoda is the term in, you know, the Torah, the other places. You know, Yom Tov and so on. Maybe you're right. But I think that he's saying, the Chiddush I see in the Urim is diluting the Mishkan component even according to the Mandamar Mishkan. Whether he's diluting it as much as I'm saying, now, the Halacha should be clear. No, the Urim is not saying that Malacha is Drabanan in any way. The Malacha is the Raisa, but the point is that It's a two-stage process, a three-stage process. Even the choosing of the Mishkan itself is what the part of the Chachamim's choice. That's a step removed, two steps removed from saying that the Mishkan is Mechayiv. Okay. On the other hand, that's even according to the Mandam of the Mishkan. In the Ramban, I think what the Ramban is struggling to say is to answer Tosis's question. I think they're about to struggle to say, but this will have to conclude, I guess, that the Bali Tosfos are basically right, but they have a serious quandary. Namely, if you need both, so what's the argument? So I think Ramban says, gufa, the argument is this question. Everybody admits that the Mishkan is involved. Everybody admits that you need the number 39. The question is the Mishkan the Mechayev? Or is the Mishkan simply a way of reflecting Chashivos? That's the question. Even the Mandamar says, Malacha, Malacha, Malachto needs the Mishkan. Boson, Shaloi, the Mishkan, Karulu Tolda. Like Tosis. Elamar, Gomar, Kula, Milsami, Mishkan. Ulamar, Hayu, Chachanim, Osin, Kulan, Ovos. Elishimitso, Lahen, Smach, Beminyan, Malacha, Shabbatora. That's not the same as what the Arayim says, Masar, and Akasav, Chachanim. The Kivan, Shigyadu, Minyanam, Lomdu, Chashivusan, Mishkan. Meaning, according to one view, there's only a one-stage process to look into the Mishkan and to figure out, because it's in the Mishkan, that it's a Malacha, 39. So we know, that we need Zorah, Baruch, Merak to pick the 39 that stand out. Only 30 stood up. We have to look a little more deeply at some of the discrepancies to see whether they would, in light of the fact that there are 39, they must qualify as significant to Ikar V'Shorash Malachos in the reconstruction. But basically, everything is to analyze Parshas Mishkan and to find the malachos that are there. And is it also because they're there? I'm not sure. Possibly. Or no. Basically, figure out the malachos. And a place to, a control, if you will, is the Mishkan. It's not an av because it's in the Mishkan. Right? But you can use the Mishkan as a framework to establish prominence. Inami ba'avos v'toldos. Saying now, he seems to have two deos, only for the avos or even for avos v'toldos. Kivin shiyadim minyanim lamdu chashivusa mimishkan. Inami ba'avos v'toldos. Hakol modim shalamdu mimishkan. El alach shav odin yanim acherim lemalachos shalo hayu mimishkan. What about the possibility that there could be, avos outside the mishkan? That's the argument. Lo avalo toldos shalo pligi. Different nuances. The Mar Kim Dalav and Mishkan Klal Potter Alal. The Mar Min Aminyon Lomduze. It ends up the same. They both agree that it's nothing outside the Mishkan. But because per se it's inconceivable it can't be out of the Mishkan, or because given the numbers there can't be anything out of the Mishkan, it ends up the same. Conceptually it's two different worlds. In one case we're saying the Mishkan is Mechayev, in the other case we're saying the Mishkan isn't Mechayev at all. Even though it turns out that every Malacha happens to be in the Mishkan. The Afagat the Messiah Laman Damar. Kneged avodas shav mishkan mehar tanya ein chayavin al amlach shikran tzayis of mishkan la mishum lo amod kula am abaha el mishum de katani hem zara hem lo tizru de mashma de nehasim gamar. Brilliant Ramban, because according to Ramban now what we're saying is the difference between them is a subtle one. Everybody needs a mishkan, everybody needs a number. The question is, it's a mechayev or it's a reflection. So he says the diuk in the gemara isn't from the fact that we learn zoreya and we learn mahotza from the mishkan. It's the language that the Gemara uses. The Gemara says, why you can't do Zoreh? Because it's in the Mishkan. Why you can't do Koresh and can't do Hotzah? Because it was in the Mishkan. That's not true according to the other Mandamar. You can't do it because it's an Av Malacha. How do you know it's prominent enough to be considered an Av Malacha? We know that from the Mishkan. But not because it's in the Mishkan. The role that it plays in the Mishkan reinforces its stature. That's not the Mechayev. That's whether you want to call it Siban, Simon, or Sibar, Mechayev, or it doesn't make a difference, it's the same thing. But the Ramban is saying, I'm a Dayak from the language of the Gemara. The Gemara, the reason it's a Raya for the Mandavar Mishkan is because it sounds like the Gemara is saying it's a Mechayev. Mechiyaz Unu Rachmanu Melech Sam Mishkan Azor Binu. Mishum Hachi Samach Parsha Shabbat, Parsha Mishkan. Manu Mekinagin Avodah Shabbat Torah. Lokar Min Mishkan Alun Mishavinu Ka'avos. What we derive from the Mishkan is the stature, the prominence, that these are avos, that they're not toldos, and so on. I think is also another possible, just to add to the Ramban, which will stop. The last thing that we learned from the Mishkan is, as we said, Hoshata. As we'll see, Hoshata seems to defy the normal rules of Hotzah. Correct? So, I think what one could argue along the lines of the Ramban is not only the language, but Hoshata is the test case. Meaning, if we're only interested in a siman, in a reflection of what's going on, chashivos and so on, so you're not going to change rules because of what took place in the Mishkan. Unless what happens is you look anew, you reconstruct, say, you know what, if it wasn't for the Mishkan, I wouldn't have thought this and this and this distinction or this and this different surah would make a difference. In light of the Mishkan, you know, let's reassess, let's re-examine. Ah, upon re-examination, igloi milsa, that this is what it is. That's something else. But if you basically are going to argue that the only reason this has separate status and prominence isn't because we've revealed objectively, in light of the pressure of the Mishkan, that there's another way to look at it, but the role that it played in the Mishkan, per se, it is a rule. You acknowledge it's a rule breaker. Not that there's a new rule. No, there's a rule and there's an exception to the rule. The exception to the rule, because it's in the Mishkan. So then you're saying the role of the Mishkan is a Mechayiv. The role of Mishkan is a Mechayiv. That already is a different matter. Okay, I have to stop here. We'll stop here. I want to continue with this and you know, get as far as we can. I'll try to give you Marvin Thomas or Khalisha and Zuri also on Sunday.